Good morning. Welcome to Dig in the Dirt. I'm Ann Goldine, and I'm very happy to be here today. My guests today are Sparky, Deborah Vale, and Helen Westbrook, and we're going to talk about the treasure in Warrenton that is Camp Quanalong. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Okay, so there's some, I don't know. Let's talk about what Camp Quanalong is. A lot of people have heard of it and know that it's a place where a lot of kids have great times in the summer, and kids go there for VOCA, and there's Girl Scouts, and OMSI goes there. But they don't know the treasure that is this incredible place that's near the beach, that's got amazing plants and animals, and that isn't really open to the public very much, but will be for a special event that's coming up soon, and we're going to talk about the treasure that is Camp Quanalong and how you can come out and see it soon. So let's talk about the history and what the property is.
Well, I'll kick off here.
Good, go ahead.
Quanalong is comprised of 270 acres that is controlled by the 501c3 tax status board of directors of Camp Quanalong. The board leases the property from the county. It's located, as Anne said, near the ocean, between basically Fort Stevens to the north and Camp Rylea to the south. It's in the area of the soccer fields on Ridge Road, if you're familiar with that area. The facilities that are on the property are mostly rustic lodging facilities, and I mean rustic
word.
In the finest way. there is a lodge, which we call Boynton Lodge, which serves as the kind of the central facility, and then there are several cabins for various uses and overnight stays. People often ask how Camp Quanalong got its name, and Quanalong is actually put together two words, Kiwanis, after the Astoria Kiwanis Club that formed up some of the first of the facilities out there, helped in building the shelters and cabins. And then Long Lake, which is the primary interdunal lake in Camp Quanalong, used by the kids for fishing, swimming, and a number of other activities. So that's how it got to be Quanalong.
Mm-hmm.
This was started in 1936, and the development of the camp has really progressed, not only in the protection of the environment and our special species out there, but also in the development of programs for our county youth, particularly the summer youth program. But can I get into yet this special thing that's coming up where everyone can come and see the fauna and the trees and the facilities?
Well, first let's talk about...
You can tell I'm a little anxious.
That's yes, okay. You're anxious. No, first, let's talk more about what's out there. There are some very unique things, and I'm hoping that people will actually be able to get tours of. Like, there's an arboretum there. We have an arboretum in Clatsop County. Most people don't know that. The arboretum was planted a long time ago.
The arboretum really is a reflection of the 1930s history in the Clatsop Plains area. It was established by the federal government as an experimental dune stability site, and it was a combined effort of the Soil Conservation Service and the Civilian Conservation Corps. You may be familiar with the old Civilian Conservation Corps Public Works Relief Project from the, I think it operated from about 1934 or 5 until, or 33 I think, until 1942, and it was a Franklin D. Roosevelt program as part of the putting young men to work during the Great Depression. So the federal government was trying to figure out how to stop sand from encroaching on the inward inland areas. Sometimes coastal homes were being partially or fully buried with sand. And so they tried various they tried various means to stop the sand encroachment. They tried sand fences. At one point, they tried pouring hot crude oil on the sand to stop its migration inward. And eventually, many trials and errors, determined that vegetation planting was really the best approach to stopping the sand migration, and hence the arboretum that Anne references. They started with plantings of European beach grass closest to the ocean, and then in the immediate dunes, they later planted various woody shrubs, anything kind of with a strong root system, and the Scotch broom of today is one of the carryovers from that. And then ultimately, as the dunes started to stabilize and develop a layer of soil on them, they could plant trees. And the shore pines are a great example of that effort. I think there were 18 varieties of pines that they gathered from all over the world to try out on the coastal dunes, and the shore pines were particularly successful. So the arboretum that is left within the camp is kind of an exhibit of various types of vegetation that were used in this Civilian Conservation Corps effort. And the Foresters Association has done a great job in trying to keep that arboretum in good shape, keep the vegetation, the trees and shrubs signed so that people can understand what they are and how they grow here, keeping the trails open. And it will be there will be a good opportunity to see that little arboretum during the fundraiser.
Do you know how many kinds of trees are in the arboretum or about?
I think there are about 50 specimens of large woody shrubs mm-hmm. and trees, mm-hmm. primarily trees in the arboretum.
That's great. And to get there, it's on a hillside and you have to go by the lake. It's a lovely hike. It's not a difficult hike. It'd probably be difficult in a wheelchair, but anyone who can walk, it's not a difficult walk.
It's a very easy, I think, the total loop through the arboretum would be a quarter mile or less.
Correct. Mm-hmm. That's about it.
But it's beautiful. And it is. So there'll be tours or just
yes.
Unguided?
No, there'll be tours of the arboretum and also of the facilities and the grounds and over our suspension bridge and just
cool.
You'll get to see just about everything.
Okay, so when is this? This is
coming. Good. July 15th,
okay.
Sunday.
Okay.
From 1 to 4:30.
Uh-huh.
And we are, last year we had a fundraiser and the response, we celebrated 75 years last year, and the response from the community in the donation of labor and supplies and Sherman Williams and Gerhardt got us on this Paint Across America grant and donated 25 gallons of paint and also the labor to do it, along with the board, who's fantastic, every single one of them. But the response, the camp, the transition this last year, due to the heartfelt efforts of people in this county, it sparkles. It's a sparkly rustic, if you can believe that. But anyhow, this is on July 15th, Sunday. And you have a chance, every parent that brings kids to camp, and the SYP is out there now, says, why don't you have one for parents? Parents, this is your chance. Not only see the nature, but you can jump in the lake. I'm having all kinds of lifeguards. You can swim in the lake. You can canoe. You can fish. We have a fishing dock. You have to bring your own worms, though, and your pole.
Okay.
But you can fish. We're going to have field games, hamburgers, hot dogs, macaroni salad, all the condiments. A lot of the staff is coming from previous years that are going to help with the tours and explain things. We're going to be playing in the field. We have our big project this year. We had completed our sewer hookup project last year.
You know, I don't think people really understand that every summer for a while, we've had problems with a septic system.
Yes,
out
we
there.
Have.
And the board made a decision that it had to fix this. And thanks to some amazing work by the United Way and
the, United
the board
Way
of Camp
right.
Quanalong, we were able to complete that this spring. And now we will never have
right.
Septic problems again.
Right, and as the former director of SYP, it's a blessing, I want to tell you.
Well, anybody who's ever had a problem with the septic system knows
right.
that never having that again is a blessing.
Right. Well, the thing we have coming up now, we have found out, because of the age of the camp, the waterfront, our swim dock, fishing dock, our little floating dock, and the boathouse are in dire need of replacement and repair. Thanks to United Way, again, we have received some funds, and with the cooperation of working with Bergeson, we have the boathouse safe and rehabilitated. The total amount for the whole project that we need is $64,878. With donations so far and what United Way is giving us, we still have to raise $46,866 to complete the project. This is a big project, and volunteer people can't do it unless they know how to scuba dive and go underwater and do all that stuff. So we are
right,
having...
This is specialized work.
Specialized work, and our volunteer board and people that come in have been able to handle almost everything, but mm-hmm. this we need help on.
Mm-hmm.
So we are having a suggested donation when you come with your family, no specific price. So it's just a time to come see everything,
and get to have camp,
right? And also you get to make us some more.
Oh,
The campfire will be going the whole time. Keep the campfires burning.
Oh, cool!
And a campfire with traditional songs. We'll do that from 4 to 4:30. But fun event.
Uh-huh.
Hoping everyone can come and you can see this beautiful piece of property and what's available in your county, because it is your camp.
Right.
It's Clatsop County's camp.
We'll also have an opportunity as part of the showing off of the revitalization that has occurred so far on the boat waterfront to launch two watercraft in memory of Bob Green and his wife Lacey.
Right.
He was a county commissioner from 2000 to 2004, and he was particularly supportive of negotiating an extended lease with the county for the Kiwanis Long Board. So there's a brand new kayak and a brand new canoe for the use of the summer youth program and all the users out there. And I'd say just really quickly, because I don't think this is apparent to most people, that most people, when they think of Kiwanis Long, who know Kiwanis Long at all, think of the summer youth program, which involves a lot of folks. But I've gone back and done the statistics, and there are over 4,000 users per year on average who actually use the facilities at Camp Kiwanis Long, some just for day use, but many for overnight stays and maybe even a week long. There's 3,000 kids and more than 1,000 adults each year for the last several years.
Right.
Wow.
And we thought we were going to have to really fill up those months where there's not, you know, where we can't rent because it is rustic and there's not a lot of heat. But we have needed all of these spare months, not all of them, but quite a bit of the time, just to
do the project.
Keep the camp up. And
yeah.
So
this year, there are a lot of projects have happened. There's been a ton of painting, caulking, plumbing.
New shelter built by the Ford Leadership Foundation.
Oh, right, down by the lake.
Up
rebuilt
there.
The Pioneer Shelter.
Oh, the Pioneer Shelter.
Destroyed.
I mean,
ooh, I haven't seen it.
It is, well, it's spectacularly rustic. Good looking rustic.
That's great.
Uh-huh.
And, okay, now, are there some new roofs or gutters?
New
or what?
Roofs, new steps with railings into the cabins, walls replaced on some of the cabins. We've had new egresses, windows put in the two staff cabins. Janice Dennis from the Seaside Pool has come, and I guess he's got quite a bit of carpenter skills, and he's been putting in a lot of time also. Mm-hmm. But this is a community camp, community kept up. It's just...
Mm-hmm.
It'll make you feel really good to be out there and to finally see it.
You know, if you were out there years ago as a camper or counselor and haven't been out for a while, it's pretty shocking. It's got a beautiful facelift. It really looks good. It's really beautiful. There was another thing that you didn't mention. Now I'm having trouble remembering what it was.
Well, it's from 1 to 4:30.
No. Something that was worked on. Oh, I know. All the railing around the castle. We tore that out.
That's right.
I haven't seen what happened after, but I'm assuming it's new. On that Sunday, don't usually kids show up on Sunday?
No, this is the short week.
Okay.
They don't come until Tuesday,
so this
has given us a golden opportunity for the board, thanks to the niceness
the
of for molasses and SYP kind of putting things really away so that the public can come and
see
this place.
Okay, let's take a break. When we come back, we'll talk more about Camp Kiwanis Long, the stewardship plan and anything else. If you want to join in the conversation, give a call here at 503-325-0010. You're listening to Dig in the Dirt. I'm with Sparky Deborah Vail and Helen Westbrook from the board of Camp Quantalong, and we'll be right back. We're back. You're listening to Dig in the Dirt. I'm Ann Goldin, and I'm with Sparky. Oh, just Sparky.
Just Sparky is
just
good.
Just Sparky and Ellen Westbrook. And actually, the three of us are on the board of Camp Quantalong. Me too. And we're talking about Camp Quantalong as a place and also a wonderful event on July 15th, Sunday afternoon from 1 to 4:30, where you can come out, you, anyone who hears this, and your family, your grandkids, your
neighbors.
Children, your neighbors, and enjoy these great facilities. Go for a swim. Hopefully it'll be a beautifully
It's going to be a beautiful
warm,
day.
Oh, good. You've already put in your order.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That is great. A warm day at camp is a great day to get in a canoe or swim, especially if you're under 80. And
does that mean I have to go in?
Well, I don't think you have to go in, but if you want to go in, you can
you.
Go in. You
That's
have an
good.
Option.
Thank you.
And if you're dying to be around a campfire, which I am, and
mm-hmm.
have s'mores, that
and
is an option.
And skits.
And songs. And skits, yes.
And skits.
And there'll be some able lifeguards. I hear there's even a Key Lime going to be a lifeguard out there.
That's right. Key Lime and Neo and Goad and Razzle and Dot. All familiar names.
Okay, so I would like to hear a little bit about the stewardship plan. The North Coast Nature Conservancy was asked to survey this 270 acres and write a plan. And I don't know how that was paid for. It had to be expensive.
It was a. Didn't we get a grant for that?
Yes, actually, we had gotten a payment to Camp Quantalong from a property owner. It was in lieu of taxes payment that was contributed to Camp Quantalong. And so the board decided about 3 years ago to invest that money in a kind of pulling together of all the known environmental information and to get some new information, put it in one place, in one report, so that we could keep good track of what was available at Camp Quantalong environmentally, because a part of our mission is to steward that land. And so we engaged North Coast Land Conservancy to perform a resource analysis. They did some great work for the board, and we are now working through, as part of our strategic plan, various action steps to conserve and enhance the environment that's out there. There have been impacts from people and just over time, invasive species, those kinds of issues, which can be addressed. But overall, the environment there is just a wonderful piece of Clatsop County. There are Sitka spruce forests. There are remnant crabapple orchards. There are bogs, willow sedges, wetlands, really a tremendous variety of environment there. One of the interesting environmental aspects of Camp Quantalong is a little lake we call Pond Lily Lake. It actually is a classic example of a floating mat-filled peat and sphagnum moss lake, where the sphagnum moss is the live moss towards the top of the lake, and as it compacts down becomes peat and other associated material deeper in the moss in the lake. These kinds of resources have been mined basically in a lot of places, and this one, by virtue of its being enclosed within a restricted use camp, yes, and really sort of protected from encroachment, has been saved over the years, and it's formed a kind of central place for studies that various colleges and universities have done. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful example of an interdunal lake at Camp Kawanalong that has this tremendous resource as part of it as an example. There are some rare plant species associated with the shores and wetlands surrounding that lake. And I just think as far as an environmental positive impact, we cannot understate the value of the board that the project that the board committed to a few years ago, and that was actually accomplished this last year, in replacing the old, outdated, and overutilized septic systems, yes, with the sewer system. And it was a tremendously positive experience working with Mike McEwen. His whole family, mm-hmm, has been supportive of the camp over many years, and Mike did the work getting
and
the sewer
amazingly
system in.
They ran that sewer line all the way through camp with so little disruption.
Right.
It was amazing to be there, and there was this like mound and then all gone.
That's right.
And you know, like, it was beautiful.
Yes, it was.
And I'm sure now it doesn't even look like they were there.
Well, we were sort of thinking of that little area there, because they had to cut some, mm-hmm, of the brush as one of our fire routes out of camp. So everything is just working. Mm-hmm. And the other is Bergeson Marine Construction. They have been so great in working with us and donating quite a bit of labor. And I think they sort of taken Camp Kawanalong into their heart, at least from the feedback that I'm getting. And I can't wait for everyone to see that new boathouse. Also, the exciting thing at camp when the campers are going across the little bridge is that they are told about the insect-eating plants, which are along that little Lily Pond Lake?
Yes.
Is that what it's
Pond
called?
Lily Lake, yes.
See, I'm more into the children. She's more into the bushes and the fauna. We make a great team.
We all have our strengths.
Yes.
You know, I thought of one thing. We identified last year that there were some dangerous trees, and we've had some of the most dangerous trees removed.
Correct.
In this year. That's another project that occurred, and we had a lot of help from ArborCare and Luke Colvin.
Correct.
On that.
It's been a great help.
You know, a lot of people who are in industries that we have needed help in have come forth and worked out deals, and everybody has given way more than
right,
they've charged. I mean, people, Bergeson is another example.
Right.
I mean, just people are just so generous with, and I mean, they love it. They want to give more than they can figure out how to do.
Right. They really are realizing what we have out there. And again, I need to say something about this phenomenal board. I've never been involved with a volunteer group that has done so much for this facility. The grounds, the environment, and also our wonderful summer youth program.
There's wonderful positive energy that comes out,
that's,
of the summer youth program.
Oh,
and
yes.
I think that just a classic example of that is the Ford Family Foundation this last year selecting Kawanalong of all the very worthy projects,
right,
that they discussed and considered, and selecting the Pioneer Shelter for a complete rebuild after it was destroyed in the 2007 storm. It's always an arduous process for a group like that to come together and,
yeah,
pull,
mm-hmm,
a project together, fundraise for it, actually do it. They did just an excellent job.
And they got some great press for their work. There were,
right,
great pictures.
So did we get great,
yeah,
press from their work. It was another thing of the community members and the people involved in the camp making a wonderful thing happen.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I haven't seen it since it's been rebuilt. So I think I need to announce, I just got an update, a traffic update. The Astoria-Megler Bridge is closed to traffic for an indefinite period. The Oregon State Police and local emergency responders are on the scene of an injury, two-vehicle head-on crash on the flat stretch of Highway 101 and the Megler Bridge. The highway will be blocked until further notice. Oh, okay, it's now open. So that was quick. Never mind, sorry for the headache. But obviously there was a head-on, so if you know someone that was heading on the bridge, you might want to check on that. And I want to give one other announcement. The 12th Annual Garden Tour by the Lower Columbia Preservation Society will be happening on Saturday, the day before the Camp Quanlung benefit, from 10 to 3. And you can get tickets, as always, at 17th and Grand in Astoria. And it's a self-guided tour. When you pay, you get your ticket, which tells you the addresses and where to park. And there are docents at each place to give you the lay of the land. And there are refreshments at the end. And there are always wonderful raffle items of lots of garden and non-garden related hotels, dinners. It's a great event. It's a great place to get ideas to steal for your own garden. And that's part of the purpose. And it raises money for the Lower Columbia Preservation Society. So it's another event. That's a full weekend. Saturday you do garden tours. Sunday go to camp.
And what a weekend, huh?
What a great weekend. Yes, they work together well. All right, so what else can we say about camp? If people want to get involved, you know, people listen to this and they go, I want to do something for camp. My kids, my grandkids, somebody has had a great experience out at camp. And I feel like I want to help this project somehow or other. What could they do?
Well, number one, they could call the camp office, the 861-2933, or they can call me. It's not under Sparky, but it's Deborah Vale. And it's 503-738-9783. But if they leave a message on the camp, our ranger will get the message to me. But you will not regret becoming involved. It's a beautiful place to work, and it's a beautiful place that you know is going to help our county youth also.
Mm-hmm.
But last year, just to tell you, we had 859 total population for the 6 single week section sessions that we had last summer. And the camp is full again, and they are now in the middle of their second week. I'm getting glowing reports from my daughter-in-law, who's running the candy store out there, and my grandchildren. But we are so fortunate that this program is here for our county youth and that people come from elsewhere through word of mouth. It expands their awareness of different cultures and different places in the world. It's just a beautiful thing to see. Mm-hmm. And it's here for our kids.
You know, that's so true. Every year, one of my kids will come home and say something like, there was somebody from Israel at camp. There was somebody from France. There was a guy, a family from Colorado.
We've had New Zealand, Australia, Hawaii.
And that's a great opportunity for, you know, kids without even leaving home or without leaving the county to have the world come to them.
That's right.
And learn about those other cultures.
That's the summer youth program, primarily for Clatsop County youth, but then also OMSI rents the camp for several weeks throughout the year, and OMSI really could choose almost any place to have their camps, their outdoor camps. They pick Quanlung because of the uniqueness of the land, the location. They're great facilities there.
Right, and OMSI's been coming out to camp for years.
They've been coming out, like this is the 34th year for summer youth. They started before I came. Or the summer youth began. So
they've been there more than 34 years.
But we've had a lot of schools from Portland and around the state for their outdoor schools that come, and churches and VOCA and all these different. There's about 20 organizations.
And people do things like have a Thanksgiving dinner for their family or rent the facilities for
Christmas,
a wedding or some kind of a party.
Yeah. Right.
Well, this has been really fun. I'm really looking forward to the 15th. If you have any questions, you want to talk to us when we go off the air, you can call 503-325-0010, and any one of the three of us will be happy to talk to you. You have been listening to Dig in the Dirt, and my guests have been Sparky Debbie Vale and Helen Westbrook, and we've been talking about Camp Quanlung. Hope to see you on Sunday, July 15th from 1 to 4:30. And next week, Karen Kaufman, licensed acupuncturist, will be here. We'll be talking about using acupuncture for pain management. There's some very interesting research going on in that field. The NIH is funding research for that, and it's looking very promising. I'm Ann Goldin.